Our school interests are important. Nashville, Tennessee, December 29th, 1901. Our school interests are important. The schools are to be a large force working in the Lord's vineyard, and they should have every advantage and encouragement that can be given them. Teachers should have as full support and encouragement as the workers in any other branch of the cause. Let them put their whole soul into the work, with Christ-like simplicity and true greatness and nobility, after the similitude of Christ's character. Let schools be located out of cities, and let all connected with them be under the Holy Spirit's teaching. Managers and teachers are all to be united in such an educational work as will prepare the students to enter the higher school in the paradise of God. There was a great work appointed for the prophet John, but there was no school on the earth with which he could connect. His learning must be obtained away from the cities, in the wilderness. The Old Testament scriptures, God, and the nature which God had created were to be his study books. God was fitting John for his work of preparing the way of the Lord. His food was simply locusts and wild honey. The customs and practices of men were not to be the education of this man. Worldly engrossment was to act no part in the formation of his character. The education that is to be given to all the students in our schools is to be marked with the simplicity of godliness. It must teach them to carry out God's will and give them a better understanding of the Scriptures, that every precept of God may bear with weight on the mind and be carried out in the practical life. The principles of the higher school are to be inculcated in every manner possible, that not one principle of God's law shall be dislocated from the whole code of precepts. God calls for perfect men and women to do his work.